Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Gardaí are investigating an act of criminal damage in Sligo after a Sligo Leitrim South Donegal TD's constituency offices were vandalised with anti-abortion graffiti. Homeowners are being urged to be on high alert following a string of burglaries across Donegal this week, including the parochial house in St Johnston. A Donegal County Councillor has hit out at those responsible for removing life rings at the Old Town Bridge area of Letterkenny. And detectives in Strabane are appealing for information after a report of an arson attack in the Bells Park Road area of Clady on Wednesday last. Those stories who follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15, followed by Nuacht with Colm Ferriter. But first in news, there's frustration among members of An Garda Síochána in Donegal after they had to wait 5 months to receive payment for overtime worked at the Ballyliffin Irish Open in July. A substantial amount of members were thought to be affected by the pay dispute, with reports that some Gardaí were considering taking the case before the Workplace Relations Committee. Payments were only received in recent weeks, with no explanation for the delay offered. Donegal spokesperson for the GRA, Brendan O'Connor, believes that the issue could impact the willingness of Gardaí patrolling similar events in the future.
The sad thing is it's not shocking for our members. It's something that we've kind of come to expect to be treated in this manner, but certainly it's unacceptable. And at the moment now, I'm just going around the division meeting the district committees because it's that time of year where we have our annual general meetings. And people are very angry and very sore about it. And I suppose it's affecting even the GRA's credibility because people are saying, what's the point in even having an association if you can't deliver the basis of getting our members paid on time? And it's very frustrating and we're trying to find out what happened. And we still don't know why this occurred. I mean, we had the Pope's visit in Dublin, thousands of members applied. They were paid within 4 to 5 weeks. And that we have a significantly fewer numbers in Donegal and we had to wait 5 months for our payment. It doesn't seem to be good management practice either because they're supposed to be managing budgets and seeing where expenditure is going, so they're paying for something 5 months later.
Is there a fear that this may make some members reluctant to work overtime going forward?
Well, that's a sentiment that's been expressed to me time and time again. And look, don't get me wrong, our members were delighted to be part of Ballyliffin. It was a feel-good factor in the county. Lots of positive comments. People really put their shoulder to the wheel. And, of course, very glad to have the opportunity to earn a bit of overtime because it's a very rarity in Donegal. But yes, people are saying, look, they needn't come to me again. They think I'm going to be up there working and have to wait 5 months. And people have bills to pay. People make sacrifices. You're trying to budget family finances. You're waiting on this few pounds and just not knowing when or if it's going to come. It's just not acceptable in this day and age to treat people that way.
The Taoiseach says Theresa May can't keep coming back to Europe every few weeks looking for more concessions. It's after the British Prime Minister said there's the possibility of further assurances to get her MPs on board with the withdrawal agreement. Our political correspondent Sean Defoe is in Brussels.
You look like you've had a trying week.
Has something happened this week, Jason?
Well, I've read reports.
Oh, you shouldn't believe everything you read in the newspapers.
A rare moment of levity in Theresa May's post-summit press conference. The British Prime Minister has come away with very little and says she may need more.
My discussions with colleagues today have shown that further clarification and discussion following the Council's conclusions is, in fact, possible.
But Taoiseach Leo Varadkar says that's a position that just can't last.
We can't have a situation whereby any negotiating party comes back every couple of weeks following discussions with their parliament, looking for something extra, looking for something more.
The Taoiseach said he didn't know if the few clarifications they've given Theresa May will be enough to sway MPs. She claimed that the promises have some legal status, which they don't, but Mr Varadkar said they're serious assurances and as good as a legal promise. But it looks unlikely to be enough to break the Westminster deadlock, and all sides are now upping no-deal preparations, with the Irish government set to publish an updated plan for the crash-out scenario next week. Sean Defoe in Brussels.
As investigations continue into a second attack on the Cashamara Hotel in Mobile, Gardaí have renewed their appeal for information. A brick was thrown through the window of a security guard's car while he was stationed at the hotel on December the 6th. Security was hired for the hotel, which is due to house 100 asylum seekers, after it was damaged by arson in the weeks prior. Speaking on the 9 till noon show, Inspector Pat O'Donnell says they are particularly keen to hear from anyone who was in the Main Street area of Moville shortly after the incident occurred.
We understand the culprit. We know the culprit ran up Main Street Moville in the direction of Greencastle after the incident. The incident occurred on the 6th of December at roughly around 8 p.m. in the evening, 10 to 8 in the evening. So we know there were several people on the Main Street Moville that evening, and we're asking them to come forward. This man ran up Main Street towards Greencastle, so it would have drawn attention to him, and we believe they may have maybe recognised him.
Is part of this as well to try and ascertain if there is a link between this incident and, of course, the suspected arson attack or the arson attack a time earlier?
Yes, that's part of the investigation. I mean, it is a strong possibility that the individual who carried out this attack also carried out the arson attack at the hotel. It's a line of inquiry we are following in relation to the investigation as a whole. The fact that he actually ran up Main Street at some speed after the incident, he would have drawn attention to himself, and we know there were people on Main Street, so appealing to those people who observed this, they may recognise him, they may be able to tell us about his clothing, what he was wearing. We believe he was wearing a hooded top. So we're asking those people to come forward to assist us in terms of identifying this person.
Sligo, Leitrim, South Donegal TD's constituency offices in Sligo have been vandalised with anti-abortion graffiti. It's after legislation to allow for abortion services in Ireland passed all stages of the Oireachtas last night. Tony McLaughlin's offices on John Street were defaced with the words scumbags and Fine Gael killers. Deputy McLaughlin says this behaviour cannot be condoned.
Well, the referendum took place. It was a decisive outcome, and it was finalised last night, as you know, with Shannon and indeed with the President to sign off on the bill. And we've had quite a number of people, I'm sure a lot of my colleagues all over the country, have had people in, you know, lobbying on one way or the other. And that's fine. But I mean, when people take the law into their own hands and start vandalising buildings, it's just not acceptable.
Homeowners are being urged to be on high alert following a string of burglaries across Donegal this week. An investigation has been launched after the Progrill House in St Johnston was ransacked on Wednesday, with the burglars making off with a safe and an unknown sum of money. Also on Wednesday, a house in Manor Cunningham was ransacked, while a property in Newton Cunningham was also targeted. Elsewhere, a farmyard in the Maharabeg area was broken into in recent days, with a number of items stolen. Councillor Paul Canning says there is a clear pattern of break-ins, with the possibility that some may be linked.
Well, there's one happened in Manor Cunningham, one happened in Maharabeg, one happened in Newton Cunningham, and one happened in St Johnson, and we've all heard about them. It's disappointing, but these burglaries, it's the same as the break-ins about a month ago. They seem to happen in patterns. So I'm asking people now for the next week or so just to be extra vigilant and make sure their property is secured and keep an eye for their neighbour's property from now till Christmas.
Is there any reason to believe at this stage that maybe all the burglaries might be linked?
Some of them might be linked, but others, I don't think so, because burglary that happened in Manor Cunningham seems to be people on foot where it was at. It was in a built up area. There didn't seem to be any car parked anywhere. So from a middle of a village to a rural setting in Newton Cunningham, I don't see them being linked, you know. But I listen, who knows what's going on, you know. But we just need to keep an eye out for everybody's property.
Especially at this time of year, it does seem to be a case where in the mouth of Christmas that these kind of burglaries and break-ins, etc., are heightened.
Yeah, it is. Now, it's disappointing when the guards do the good work on the ground, they catch the culprits, and then whenever they go in front of the judge, they seem to get a very lenient sentence.
Detectives in Strabane are appealing for information after a report of an arson attack in the Bellspark Road area of Claddy on Wednesday last. It's reported that a black Mercedes car was substantially damaged after being set alight at around 9 o'clock. Detective Constable Marks says five males are believed to have damaged the front passenger window before setting the car alight. The men then made off towards the Ernie Road area following the incident. Anyone with any information is asked to come forward. A Donegal County Councillor has hit out at those responsible for removing life rings at the Old Town Bridge area of Letterkenny. The life rings were discovered missing this week, with Donegal County Council now tasked to replace them. Councillor Jerry McMonagall says the removal of the equipment could potentially put lives at risk and has pleaded with the culprits to stop.
I was contacted yesterday by a member of the public who brought it to my attention that the life rings at the Old Town Bridge have been taken from their casings and they've disappeared. The obvious conclusion is that someone has taken them and either threw them into the water or has taken them away altogether. And, it's a despicable act to do something like this with a life-saving apparatus such as the life ring.
It does beggar belief, doesn't it, that somebody could do something like that in a roundabout way, risk somebody's life potentially going forward?
It's unbelievable that people can do things like this. I mean, it is a life-saving apparatus. It has in the past saved people's lives in various other locations. They're put there for a reason. And the reason being is that if someone, unfortunately, who may be walking along the riverbank or who falls in off the bridge, or that there is some life-saving device there that a passerby or someone called help can be thrown to them to help them to get out of the water. Most of the bankings and the rivers that we have are steep bankings down into the river. And at this time of year, especially with high tides, it's very, very important that at these locations where people are crossing rivers and maybe using it as a recreational activity, that there is life-saving devices. So my message to the people who are doing this is please stop. Think about what you're doing. Your actions could cause someone to lose their life.
The Mica Action Group says positive progress is being made on the delivery of the redress scheme for affected homeowners in Donegal announced in October. A number of members of the campaign group met with Ministers Joe McHugh and Damien English yesterday to receive an update on plans for the scheme. It was confirmed that a Mica redress process and procedure has been developed and is due to be signed off by Cabinet on Tuesday. PRO of the Mica Action Group is Eileen Doherty.
The feedback was very positive from my colleagues in the Mica Action Group who attended the meeting. In general terms, there were four key issues we wanted to ask for an update on when we went there. First one being, is there a procedure developed already by government in terms of how this will actually work on the ground, how people apply, what it looks like and all that kind of thing? And we had had no information since October on that issue. The very good news is that they actually have developed a fully fledged MICA redress process and procedure, and that is going to Cabinet now on Tuesday to get signed off. So all being well, that will be approved now on Tuesday. In addition to that, we wanted clarification on whether there was a requirement for any change in the legislation, and the answer to that was that there wasn't. We were also keen to find out about engineers, had they made any progress in training and recruiting engineers, and the key update there is that they have already started working with Engineers Ireland, and they have started recruiting and looking for engineers to work on the scheme. So in general terms, we were very pleased. The significant thing is that there is significant work has been done in Dublin since the announcement, and that on Tuesday of next week, the only additional thing that we can say at this stage is that it looks like, and again, remember, this is an advance of that's been signed off on Tuesday, but it looks like what they're proposing is that each homeowner will get a grant to fix their own home, which means that they will have full control of how the home is fixed and ensuring that obviously it complies with standards. But more particularly, it means that they can decide on the suppliers which they themselves will allow to make those changes and fixes to their homes. So it's all very positive. We're very pleased.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Get them the gift they really want this Christmas with a gift card available in store or online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's now 16 minutes past five and time to lead a sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with news of soccer, and Conor Masterson has been included in the Liverpool squad for Sunday's Premier League meeting with Manchester United. The Republic of Ireland under 19 international makes the step up to the senior squad amid a defensive crisis at Anfield. Liverpool are without a number of their key defenders, while Trent Alexander-Arnold is a major doubt after picking up a knock and that one over Napoli in the Champions League on Tuesday. Elsewhere across channel, third place, fifth in the Championship tonight, Sheffield United are at home to West Brom. That one kicks off at Bramall Lane at 7:45. There's also two games tonight in the Irish League Premiership. Linfield can go top overnight at least as they play Newry City. And the other match, sixth place Coleraine go to third place Glenavon. Institute are in action tomorrow and they are away to Ballymena United. The Donegal League will look to book their place in the knockout stage of the Oscar Traynor Interleague Trophy on Saturday evening. They're away from home at McSharry Park against the Sligo Leitrim League. A draw for Donegal or a win will send them through to the next phase as group winners along with Inishowen. A Sligo win, and it will come down to goal difference on who will be going through. There is no matches in the Donegal Junior League this weekend, but there is a full programme of games in Inishowen on Sunday with matches across the board in the Premier Division, First Division and Division 2. In the Ulster Senior League, the action will start on Saturday evening with a Letterkenny derby. Bunnygee United will host Letterkenny Rovers, the leaders, at the Dry Arch Park. That one starts at 7:30. Then on Sunday, it's Finn Harps Reserves against Fannet United, and Derry City Reserves are playing Cockhill Celtic. In rugby, Ulster will look to keep alive their hopes of progressing in the Champions League tonight. They'll look to follow up on last week's bonus point win in Wales with another victory over the Scarlets in Belfast. Elsewhere, Paddy Jackson faces an Irish province for the first time since his Ulster departure. He starts at out half for Perpignan in their Challenge Cup match with Connacht in France this evening. Locally tomorrow, our feature game will once again be from the All-Ireland League in 2C. City of Derry are in search of their fourth one as they play host to the leaders Ballina. Omer on the road tomorrow, they visit Bangor. And among the other ties in Ulster in Championship 3, Letterkenny go to Hollywood and Strabane go to Virginia. On the Gaelic Games front, the Dr. McKenna Cup for 2019 starts this weekend with two matches. Tomorrow, Saturday, in Derry-Gonley, it's Rory Geller's Fermanagh up against Ulster University. It throws in at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. And then on Sunday, Armagh will play St Mary's at the same time, and that match is on at Cross McGlen. The Northwest Derby of Derry and Tyrone was originally fixed for this weekend, but that has been changed until next Thursday, the 20th. And Donegal, of course, will start their McKenna Cup campaign on the 30th of December against Queens. And in preparation for that, they will play a challenge game this coming Sunday. Declan Boner's side will meet Sligo at Colestia Alley in Letterkenny. And that one is due to throw in at 1 o'clock. The game is part of a three-match fundraiser for the school, and it's going to give Declan Boner the opportunity to try out the new rules and indeed to have a run over a number of players as well. In snooker, Mark Allen is into the Scottish Open semi-finals. The Antrim man defeated Alfie Burndon by 5-0 in Glasgow this afternoon to progress to the last four of that competition. In swimming, Shane Ryan has claimed bronze in the 50-metre backstroke at the World Short Course Swimming Championships in China. He broke his own 24-hour-old Irish record to finish third in a time of 22.76 seconds. It's the second bronze of the year for Ryan following a podium finish in the backstroke at August European Championships in Glasgow. Athletics-wise, in Navan tomorrow, it's the All-Ireland Novice and Juvenile Uneven Age Cross-Country Championships. There's quite a few Donegal competitors heading that direction and hoping to wrap up the year with success and medals tomorrow. Some of the other action involving Northwest sides this coming weekend. On the basketball front in Division 1 of the league, the LYIT are hosting DBS of Dublin. That one's due to tip off in Letterkenny tomorrow evening at 6:30, while the Fab Plus Northwest are also playing at home in Ballyshannon tomorrow in the Women's Division 1 as they take on Swords Thunder. Rafoe are on the road tomorrow in hockey in the Ulster Premier League. They will travel to Bangor, but the ladies have a home tie in Senior 1 as they play Oma. That one is a dress rehearsal for the Cup Final, which is coming up at the end of the month. Finally this evening, just to remind you about a series of programmes which is starting this weekend as we recap on the highlights from the year. Teeing off the Best Of series is the Irish Open Legacy. It gets underway after the news at 5 o'clock tomorrow. And then on Sunday, we'll be joined by Donegal manager Declan Boner for episode 2, which is Donegal Ulster Champions, taking a look at the success county and club-wise in Ulster in 2018. Chris Ashmore will have Saturday Sport tomorrow just after the two news. Until then, enjoy the rest of your Friday evening.
Thanks, Ashley. For weather now, staying cloudy and breezy for the rest of the day with outbreaks of rain and drizzle in fresh to strong and gusty southeast winds. It will be wet and windy tonight with persistent rain developing and some heavy falls likely as the night progresses with lowest temperatures of 4 to 6 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, there's frustration among members of An Garda Síochána Conna in Donegal after they had to wait 5 months to receive payment for overtime worked at the Ballyliffin Irish Open in July. A substantial amount of members were thought to be affected by the pay dispute, with reports some Gardaí were considering taking the case before the Workplace Relations Committee. As investigations continue into a second attack on the Cashelmara Hotel in Moville, Gardaí have renewed their appeal for information. A brick was thrown through the window of a security guard's car while he was stationed at the hotel on December the 6th. A Sligo Leitrim South Donegal TD's constituency offices in Sligo have been vandalised with anti-abortion graffiti. It's after legislation to allow for abortion services in Ireland passed all stages of the Oireachtas last night. And the Mica Action Group says positive progress is being made on the delivery of the redress scheme for affected homeowners in Donegal announced in October. It's been confirmed that a Mica redress process and procedure has been developed and is due to be signed off by Cabinet on Tuesday. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. Coming up next is Nuked with Colm Ferter.
Shéir maith sa Colm Ferter and Shaw, lena príomhscéalta ar Highland Radio. Tá sé fógraithe ag an aras stáit don gealtacht Sean Cain teacht a dála go bhfuil diontas dá 2.7 milliún euro cadaithe ag don údaras om ard aigeachas de leach ghalú ar acadamh na hall scoliacht a Gaeilge chun chur ar a gomas leanúint le rinn chúrsaí Fríedmann na Gaeilge a chur a fáil sna trí ionad gealtachta cion acu a tá lonaithe in Gidor. Is ionann an talanta seo agus 9,000 euro in aghaidh na bliana acadúla don tréimh sé 3 bliana seo thugainn. Tá sé beartaithe Clár Teanga agus Oileanna don réimse lua oideachais a Arbert a mbeidh mar chospóir aige tacu leis an oileaint chi a chur ar fáil Fríedscéalta aige de chleachtóirí lua oideachais a teag obair in ní an rí sa Gaeltacht agus tí muid an Gaeltacht chuir thar gear chúrsaí i Sealamhú agus Saibhrú Teanga mar a bhaineann sé leis an réimse lua oideachais ar fáil sna honnaid Gaeltachta de chuid an acadú chomh maith. Is cúis aithis de chuid Forrest na Gaeilge a chur an uail gur chorú oscion 3 million euro de diontasí ar fáil dífa i réimsí an réiriú na litríochta na fáilsaíthireachta agus pobl agus an oideachais ag cruinniú deireanna de chuid Bord Forrest na Gaeilge le linn dheabhídas a thairteag an teacht an seoi thart. Cadaíú diontas ar fiúntas oscion 1.3 milliún de radio na Leffa agus radio Fáilte a Bronhurst thar tréimh sé 3 bliana cadaíú diontas de chuid 160 milli euro chun a litríocht agus fáilsaíthireacht na Gaeilge a chur chun cinn Fríedscéim na tionscadail litríochta dheabhídas a níodéag. Tóthar deis do dhaoine a bhfuil ofa deis na fástaíochta an dhúchú in airneal na technólaíochta san iar thuiscirt nar a reachtáil thar lá oscailte ag láthair tionscanamh Randox ar a chláthan lia ar a ceartú le agus fí don mhí seo. Osclathar d'Arsa an Marachán ag a níoch lugar maidín agus be seans ag an phobal lúirt le hebríthe faoin ceineal obra atá a iompra maith an tuilliú ag suíomh chóirle chunda chun an áil. Déanthar an céad léirú den gceamaireacht ballar na súla Nimhne ag aisteoirí Gídóir ar ardan na habhairclainne an ochta go thart a clog leanthar sraid léirithe a raidh go dtí an fiche dar na leath agus fi den mhí agus tá tuilliú eolais ag Árachlán, ag an Árachlán, ná ag Suíomh na Árachlánne. Agus beidh ceol chorm na nollag oíche a rannaíochta agus ceol a ceiliúrú a mara de Sathairn ag a thochta clog Tráthnóna ag an teanmharach ar an Áil Cara. Agus sin mo chuid sa eile go léir, slán agus bannacht.
The obituary notices for this Friday evening, December the 14th. The death has occurred of Sister Winifred Kernan, Convent of Mercy, Strabane. Remains reposing at her late home, 8A Sheelan Park, Ballymurgorty, Derry. Funeral leaving her home on Sunday morning at 10:30, going to the Holy Family Church, Ballymurgorty, for funeral mass at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the Sisters' Cemetery, Convent of Mercy, Strabane. Family flowers only, donations in lieu of desired to St Vincent de Paul Society, Ozenham House, 22 Bridge Street, Derry. The death has taken place of Danny Gallagher, 7 Nancy's Lane, Strabane. Remains are reposing at his home. Fiona leaving his home on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock for Mass in the Sacred Heart Church, Derry Road, Strabane at 11:30. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Cancer Research, Kev Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has occurred of Agnes Mulhern, Brina Letterkenny. Her remains will be reposing at her late residence from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral Mass on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock in St. Columbus Church, Glenswilly, with interment afterwards in the family plot at Kilfeek Cemetery. Family time from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. Family flowers only. Donations in lieu to the staff of Brindley Manor Nursing Home, care of any family member or Comic Dade Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Rose McGill, Fintown, formerly Rose Sweeney of Armour Island. Her remains will repose at her daughter Mary's home in Fintown from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral Mass on Sunday afternoon at 1:30 in St. Colum Kills Chapel, Fintown, and burial afterwards in the local graveyard. Rosary both nights at 9 o'clock. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. until 10 a.m. Family flowers only. Donations, if desired, to Dunloe Hospital Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member. The death has taken place in London of Neil Begley, formerly Glenalla Rathmullen. Remains are reposing overnight at St Joseph's Church, Rathmullen, Rosary in the Chapel at 7:30. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, burial afterwards in Rathmullen Cemetery. Family flowers only, donations if desired to South Ward Irish Pensioners Project, Kev Sweeney Funeral Directors or any family member. The death has occurred of Noreen O'Donnell, Tara Kincashla. She is reposing in McGlynn's funeral home this evening with rosary at 9 o'clock. Viewing tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock with removal at 5:45, going to St Mary's Church, Kincashla for 6:30 Mass, where she will repose overnight. Funeral Mass on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock with interment afterwards in Belcrutch Cemetery. Family flowers only, donations in lieu of desire to the Renal Dialysis Unit, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Sean McGlynn, Funeral Director. And the death has taken place of John Harkin, Ballyness, Fulcara. Remains are reposing at his home. Rosary tonight at 9 o'clock. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in St Finian's Church, Fulcara, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time from 11 o'clock tonight and private before the funeral tomorrow.